Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Wednesday, April 17, 2024. Philippine energy officials seeing more stable energy supply today, Wednesday. The National Grid Corporation says some plants are now back up and running in Luzon and Visayas after they went into forced outage. The Energy Department earlier said a suspected boiler tube leak might be among the reasons behind a sudden forced outage of most of the power plants. Despite a better outlook, the NGCP says it will still place both Luzon and Visayas under yellow alert starting 1 in the afternoon until late evening. Only 1% of government's irrigation facilities have been affected by extreme heat. This is according to the Philippine Irrigation Administration, which attributes this to its preparedness for the hot weather. The months of March, April, and May are usually the hottest for the Philippines, but temperatures may have been exacerbated by the prevailing El Niño. The country's El Niño task force has said the dry spell is projected to affect all but two Philippine provinces by the end of April. The Supreme Court ruling, the Commission on Elections committed grave abuse of discretion when it disqualified Smartmatic from bidding in the 2025 polls. Last year, COMELEC disqualified Smartmatic from all its procurement activities due to issues that hounded the voting tech provider. These include allegations of bribery and alleged irregularities in the transmission and reception of the 2022 elections. Despite its decision, the High Court says this will not nullify the contract awarded to winning bidder South Korea's Miro Systems. A unit of Fitch Solutions expects the Philippine peso to stay volatile in the short term due to the constant repricing of interest rates expectations in the U.S. It says despite weakening by around 2% year-to-date, the peso had held up relatively well compared to its regional peers. It expects the volatility to ease once the U.S. Federal Reserve embarks on its first cut in July, with the peso seen stabilizing at 56.50 to the dollar. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwanttfc.tv.